The sunshine and warmer weather are bringing more Alaskans out to enjoy parks and trails, but that increase in recreation can also mean more accidental fires. Four agencies joined forces at a media event yesterday to get the word out about fire prevention. APRN intern Jolene Almendarez has the story.
Jonathan Glover is standing in a light jacket in an on-again, off-again drizzle in South Anchorage. But the wildfire technician with the Division of Forestry says don't be fooled by the spring shower. Alaskans could still be in for a warm and dry summer, ripe with chances for wildland fires.
When we get rain like this, it doesn't really take long once the sun comes out, an hour or two, and the fine fuels, the grasses and stuff are starting to dry out. So you still have a relatively high risk of fire. It's been fairly dry in the month of April and May. We've had kind of unseasonably dry weather, so definitely the fire danger's there.
Sue Rodman is program coordinator with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She says a lot of fire safety tips are just a matter of being aware of one's surroundings and knowing basic prevention techniques, especially when it comes to your own home.
You need to pay attention to things that burn and the things that are next to your house. So if it's combustible and it's next to your house, move it. If it's a piece of firewood, move it, or if it's dry, dry grass.
She says campers need to be mindful of fire conditions and obey the laws and regulations for the land they're using. Rodman also acknowledges the need for naturally occurring fires in more remote locations.
It's really important to keep our moose habitat and our moose populations healthy, as well as other populations. There's bird species and other smaller mammals that need different stages of the forest to survive. So that's why we have to remember fire's not always bad, but we want to make sure that we're using it appropriately to protect infrastructure and people.
While fires aren't predictable, Jonathan Glover says combining preventative efforts and practicing emergency readiness is key to keeping people safe and structures undamaged.
If you see a wildland fire, if you think that you might be having something that's escaping your control or getting out of hand, just call right away for help. We'd much rather come out and assist something small than let something grow into something that's unmanageable.
Sue Rodman says the city is prepared with ground and air crews to fight wildfires, but it's essential for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Alaska Division of Forestry, Bureau of Land Management, and Anchorage Fire Department to work together to plan for fire emergencies to efficiently use resources. In Anchorage, I'm Jolene Almendarez.